that fold, and he hears me when I call. I have a father, I have a father. He calls me his own. He'll never leave me, no matter where I go. He knows my name. He knows my name. He knows my every word. He sees, it's tear that falls, and he hears me when I go.
Oh, yes. He knows my thoughts. He knows my heart. He knows everything about me, because I was in him even before the foundation of the world. And we thank the Lord this morning. He has called us by our names. Amen. And has given us grace, generous mercies from our various homes, to find ourselves in no other place but right in his presence. Dear Lord, we thank you for the week that has gone. In our homes, as you've sustained us, Lord, you fed us, clothed us. We thank you for our working places, Lord, the strength that you gave to us, O God, to meet the needs, O Lord. Father, even we look at the beauty of this morning, the breeze of life that is blowing, which is your breath which gives us life. We thank you, God, the sunshine, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father, this morning as we have come, we've come with full assurance, oh, in our hearts that, Lord, we will be blessed, Lord. So, Father, we just surrender all to you, our hearts, our thoughts, our minds, and everything. And even for our Sunday school, Lord, we want to look at your word once again, Lord Jesus. Something that, Lord, we want it to be indelible in our hearts, Lord. So, Father, you are the teacher, the author of the word. Come, Lord, come teach us as we sit at your feet. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Shall we be seated? You are welcome to the house of the Lord. We are still on our studies for some weeks that has gone. We were looking at Christ standing in the midst of his church in every age. Amen. Every age, how Christ introduced himself to the church. That they were wonderful. Amen. He was the high priest in all the church ages. And how he introduced himself to this our age, last age, was so marvelous. Amen. Because he said, "This thing saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, and the beginning of the creation of God." So powerful, brethren. Amen. Being the Amen, the finality of everything. Praise the Lord. And being a faithful and true witness. The prophet made us to know that witness comes from the word martyr. Amen. That he gave himself to be crucified because of you and me. Amen. Then it created a new race. At the beginning of what? Of the creation of God. It brought a new race. We belong to a new race. We are not of this world. Praise God. We belong to a new race. Amen. And so, We came to the end of Christ introducing himself in every church age. Now we go back to Ephesus again. And this time, Christ, how he commended every church. Praise the Lord. How he commended their good works. He commended every church for what that church has done in his name. Praise the Lord. And so we look at Ephesus. Let's turn to the reading. If we will stand just for a minute, please. God richly bless you. Revelation 2, we read 2 and 3. Jesus, commending the church of Ephesus, said, I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars. 3. And hast borne and hast patience for my name's sake, hast labored, and for my name's sake hast labored and hast not fainted. What a commendation. Shall we be seated? We know the church Jesus established. He said, my church is built upon this revelation of who Christ is. So he introduced himself, and the first church we know started in Ephesus. Amen. The disciples or the first apostles. So the first church has always been, should have been an example to all the churches to come after. So look at the way how this church, the way how they held the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, with they labored with patience. And they were people that cannot eschew evil. Amen. They cannot stay with evil. Praise the Lord. Said they cannot bear them which were evil. And then those even who try to come that, oh, I've been called. Okay, they'll give you the pulpit and see whether you preach like Paul preached, whether you preach like the apostles. Amen. And they can find out whether you are a true called man of God or not. Amen. And then they always bear the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in labor, and they never fainted. Amen. So that should have been the standard for all the church ages that had to follow. So, now looking at Ephesus, let's go back a little and see how Jesus introduced himself standing in the middle of that church. He said, unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things saith he that holdeth the seven stars. Just to draw your, bring your view back to your, what we have already done. These things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh, you see, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. And we knew that the seven golden candlesticks were what? The seven church ages. And so he walked in all the seven. And right now, he's walking here. He's in our midst here this morning. Amen. So, said he had the seven stars, and we knew the seven stars were what? The seven messengers sent to what? All the seven church that were in Asia Minor. Amen. Or even today. So he said, now you will notice that Jesus is walking alone. See, Jesus is walking alone in the midst of his church. So it's not three people, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Jesus alone said he walks in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. He alone. Praise the Lord. So he said, you see that Jesus is walking alone in the midst of his church. There is no one else with him. See, that's why everything must be done, whether by deed or works, everything must be done in his name. Praise the Lord. Because the church, he died for it. He paid the price for it. He said, neither indeed can there be. The prophet said, neither can there be anyone else. For he alone wrought her salvation. It was he alone that what brought the church. The salvation of the church was in his hands. And having purchased her, that means purchased the church, with his own blood, he owns her. He owns the church. Amen. See, he is our Lord and Master. When we say she, that the church gives him all the glory. And that glory, he will not share with anyone. See, so the glory we give is to him alone. We don't give anyone else any glory. No man should take any glory. All glory must be unto him. Everything that happens in our life, it has never been anything what we did or someone did, but it is always him. Amen. Praise the Lord. See, there he is with the seven stars, that is seven messengers, in his right hand. The right hand or arm signifies power and authority. That right hand signifies what? Power and authority. So you could see that those seven stars in his hands already, they are also, they have the same power and authority of the word. Amen. You see, as David said, in Psalm 44:3, he said, for they got, that's the children of Israel, they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did they their arm save them, but the right hand, see, Psalm 44:3, the right hand and thine arm, the light of thy countenance, and because thou had what? Favor unto them. See. So even the children of Israel going through the wilderness into the promised land, it was not by their own. When they went there, the place was already occupied. They had to fight and what? Regain the possession. Amen. To take over that possession. He said they did it not by their own sword, but physically they were fighting. Amen. But see, not by their own sword, but by what? The right hand of God. That what brought victory unto them. Amen. So the prophet said, in that right hand of power are the seven stars. See? And the seven stars are the church messengers. This signifies that the very power and authority of God are behind these messengers to every age. See, praise the Lord. Now let's look at the commendation quickly. How he commended this church. The prophet said, I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience, and how thou cannot bear with them which are evil, and hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars. And has borne and has patience, and for my name's sake has labored and has not fainted. The prophet said, how beautifully the Savior praises and commends his children. See, you do good, he really will commend you. See, he takes full account of their fine spiritual attitude and behavior. So he takes account of every footstep that we take, everything that we do in his name. He takes account of that, our attitude and our behavior. Amen. So let's watch our attitude and behavior. Praise the Lord. Towards one another. Yes, Christ is in your brother. Praise the Lord. Towards one another. Amen. Yes. He watches all this and praises as many that would do the right thing. Amen. He said, as he walks in the midst of his church, he is aware of the suffering of his people and he cares. It's a great assurance. See, we go through trials, troubles here and there, but here he said, he is aware. He's aware of everything and he cares. So anything that comes our way, as we have been hearing from this pulpit all the time, if Christ, God, has not allowed it, it will never come. And it comes for a purpose. Amen. Amen. Even if it comes from the hands of Satan, if God never allowed it, it can never happen. Amen. So he allows him to do it for a purpose. Praise God. I don't want to be drifted to that because there are a lot of things, examples, a lot of examples. Amen. If he could, he could allow a lying spirit to go into a prophet to say something. You see, he allowed it. I want someone who can go and deceive Ahab. And then a lying spirit from hell came on his knees and said, please send me. He said, when you go, what are you going to do? He said, I'm going to put a lion this upon the lips of his prophets. I said, okay, go. See, God allowed it. Amen. Amen. So, he said, as it was in the days of the captivity in Egypt, when he heard their cries, he who never changes still hears the cries of the oppressed as he walks among them. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Amen. As the children of Israel were in captivity in Egypt, and they cried, and he said, I've come down. Moses, go and deliver the children. He said, that same, he's still in our midst, and he knows what we go through. Amen. He said, and the very word labor signifies a weariness through oppression. As these people laboring in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, he said it signifies weariness through oppression. That means they were really being oppressed. God's people do not only work for him in labor of love, but they suffer for him with joy. Amen. Only labor of love, but even we suffer for him with joy. That when we go through any kind of trials, we always look up to you and say, praise be to your name. Amen. Amen. A type of what? Job. Oh my. Look at all the chains of reports that came. One after the other, one after the other. And the Bible says, Job did what? Just tore his clothes, amen, and fell down upon his face and worshipped God. See? Accepted the situation with joy. Amen. He never questioned God. That's what the Bible said. He never questioned God. Why? Amen. So, he said they were patient bearing the yoke. This first age suffered great persecution, you see. They suffered great persecution. So, today, we will surely go through it. But before it gets to the climax, where will we be? Gone. Yes, sir. So, the first age suffered great persecution. It had to work hard to preach. They had to work hard to preach. like the whole wind is blowing closer and closer. As the pastor gave us a little information of what about the brethren in that place, sometimes we don't want to mention those names. Amen. As pastor was saying, he said they had to what? Worship underground. Secretly. And they are not allowed to witness to anyone. See? That's what is being written here. It's hard to, they had to work hard to preach. So the person you are speaking to witness to, you don't know whether he's going to report to you or not. Amen. Going to report to you. Maybe an agent. You see, those countries, they have many agents. And then he will intention, yeah, I believe it. Only to do what? To find a place where you are worshiping. See? So they said the first age they went through that it had to work hard to preach the gospel and shed forth the truth. See, said their high calling in life was to serve God. Amen. That's to serve God. And when their hopes in life were blighted, they were patient and committed all to him who had promised a lasting recompense in heaven for what they have been given on earth here. Amen. See, they look at the promise. The promise in Romans 8:18. That promise, they look at that. That for I reckon that the suffering of this present time, see, are not worthy to be compared, see, with what? With the glory which will be revealed in us. So rather I will die because I know something is going to what? I'm going to receive something greater and higher than what I'm going through. Amen. And then there's another scripture also. 1 Peter 1:4. To an inheritance, you see, the inheritance is what? What we are going to inherit is what? Incorruptible. Oh, praise the Lord. See, 1 Peter 1:4. And the other one is Romans 8:18. You see, the inheritance is incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away. See, but reserved in heaven for you. Amen. So the prophet said, don't ever be discouraged, saints of God. For God is unrighteous to forget your labor of love. Amen. See, don't ever be discouraged, saints of God, for God is unrighteous to forget your labor of love. I know, you know that scripture also. Don't ever be discouraged. You know that scripture also. That's Hebrews 6:10. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have shown towards his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. Amen. God will never forget it. Said, whatever we do, even giving a cup of cold water to someone has a reward and a blessing from the Lord. Amen. Even a cup of cold water. I think I have just 3 minutes. Let's read a little and then. Then, I think we ought to stop here and deal with the thought that God's people have always been and always will be persecuted. See? You know that Genesis is the book of the beginnings, and what you find started there will carry right on through the revelation and never change. See? Always the evil who tried to what? Persecute the right ones. He said he started from the Garden of Eden. We have just a little time, maybe next week, but well. He brought Cain against Abel. He brought Ishmael against Isaac. He brought Esau against Jacob. And then he brought Judas against Jesus. And then he brought religious orders of the first century attempted to destroy the early believers. And then the children of this world, controlled by the devil, hate the children of God who are controlled by the Spirit. Amen. Look at how the devil is using people to do all this kind of what? Trying to squeeze, trying to put the worship of Satan everywhere you go. Amen. I think they are still on the Halloween week, eh? They are still on it. He just told me that, look, if anyone comes to knock our door, we are not going to open. Though they are little children, but no. We won't allow that in this house. Amen. You go to the shop, and then all the things with all this Halloween, everything, Satan been spreading everywhere. You want to buy a soft drink, but they made a design of what? Satan around it. Eh? Brethren, the way how things are going is serious, eh? It's really, really serious. But we thank the Lord. He said, He, our children, He will protect them to the end. Nothing can what touch them. Amen. Nothing. The devil will do everything, but he that is in us is greater than he that is in the world. How many believe that? Amen. We thank the Lord. Let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you. You are in control. We thank you even this morning, Lord, for our Sunday schools down here and up there, Lord. Father, now we want to worship you. We want to praise your name. We want to lift up your name, O God. So we want to commit the song leader and the musicians, Lord, into your hands, our instruments, everything that will be used, our lips, our hands, everything that will be used, Lord. He said, all the glory is yours. So we look at you this morning as our high priest standing in the midst of us. Father, bless your children this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God, Richie, bless you.